Umbruchim abayim to another week of Parsha Insights, Parshas Nitzavim, the Shira Sevel Zechanishmas, Uli Uli Nishmas, your dear parents, Rebecca Bas Serina and Leon Ben Rachel, may their Neshamotayas have a lichtige Gan Eden, as we have Parsha Insights for Parshas Nitzavim approaching Rosh Hashanah. Tovshin Peivav Habalegu L'Toiva. If you took notes from the last few weeks that we had Parsha Insights, every week we tried to speak about the Parsha, be it Shoftim, Kiseitze, Kisavai. But as you know, additionally, we tried to tie it into one of the acronyms of Elul. And of course, the most famous acronym, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, that's an acronym that we really haven't even touched upon yet. In the first week, we spoke about the acronym of Elul Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, the idea of being Ohul Lemala V'Nechvod Lemata. I would hope that you remember that shir. A person becomes Ohul Lemala by becoming a person that's V'Nechvod Lemata. We tie that into the parsha. The next week we spoke about the next acronym for Elul Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, Efshar Lehiskayim V'Lamoy Lefanecha. The belief that although the other 11 months, E, the Aleph and Yud, which we said was the numeric value of 11, representing the other 11 months, there might be difficulties, but in the month of Elul, Efshar Lehiskayim V'Lamoy Lefanecha, and of course last week we tied into Parsha Insights the acronym of Ish L'Re'ehu, Umatanas Lev Yayin. So Baruch Hashem, every week we've been able to say Parsha Insights, not only with the acronym of Anila Daidi Vidaidi Li, but that of Ohob Lamala Venechmad Lamata, Efshar Lehiskayim Velamoy Lefanecha, Ish Lerei Umatanas Lev Yayin. So now Parsha Sitzovim, we find another acronym for Elul, a very well known one. If a person takes a look in the middle of the Parsha, it's speaking about Tshuva. And the Pasuk tells us, Umol Hashem Elikecha, Eslavovcha Veslavav Zarecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will circumcise your heart and that of your offspring. That means the Ribbono Shel Olam will help you by circumcising your heart. You take that first step, you have the desire to do tshuva, to overcome the hurdles of the Yetzer Hara. It's in Parsha Sitzavim, found in Perek Lamed Pasuk Vav. Thank you for pointing it out to me, Perek Lamed Pasuk Vav. The Pasuk says, Umol Hashem Elokechos Levavcha Veslevav Zarecha. My Rezer Abayis, what's the first letter of those four words? S, Levavcha, the S, Levav, Aleph Lamed Vav. Lamed, once again, it spells the word Elul. And that's the acronym that I want to focus on, Be'ezus Hashem. As we see, we find it mamish in this week's parsha Nitzavim. It's talking about the person repenting, a person doing tshuva, a person overcoming the hurdles that the Yetzer Hara perpetually places in his way, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you by circumcising your heart, es levavcha ve'es levav rashi teves elo. In fact, Motzei Shabbos, in a shir that I had a privilege to give to some of the women of the community, I commented that this acronym, while some of the other ones reference Bein Odom LaMokai and Bein Odom LaChaveroi, this one found in Nitzavim for this week's Parsha Insights is very much the idea of Bein Odom LaAtzmai. It's very personal. We spoke out the person, every person, how unique they are, no two people are the same. This idea of taking a step to overcome the hurdle Yetzer Hara is a fulfillment of Bein Odom La'atzmai. Es Levavcha V'es Levav, the last week of Elul, we're in the middle of that right now. How can a person take a step to overcome that which the Yetzer Hara tries? The Gemara in Shabbos tells us it's based on a pshat we mentioned in the past from the Halakha of Baal Shem Tov. The Gemara wants to know, when a person does shechita on Shabbos, what did they violate? the Shoichet Mishuma Mechayev, the Gemara says, Mishum Tzaveya. Tzaveya means that you violated coloring. Why? Because when you do Shechita, you're going to now cause the blood as a result of the Shechita to color the skin, the bones, the sinews, and that's a violation of the one of the Lamakash Halachos of Tzaveya, and that's the Gemara in Shabbos. Based on the words of the Heilige Baal Shem Tov, the Gemara could also be understood as referring, who's the ultimate Shechet? Who's the one that perpetually tries to get us by spiritually slaughtering us? That's the Yetzer Hara. It's a lifelong battle. That's the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is the one that tries to get us to commit constantly. The Gemara could be understood by asking, this Shoichet, this perpetual spiritual slaughter of the Yetzer Hara, how does he get us? How does he make us chayiv? What does he do that he's able to get us? The answer, says the Gemara, is Mishum Tzaveya. Tzaveya means he colors a picture. He paints a picture and he's using us. He, the artist, is using us as his canvas. What does it mean when you paint the picture? The pshat is that it'll have you believing that a mitzvah is an aveira, and an aveira is a mitzvah. It might look something like this. He might tell you, of course you know you're not supposed to speak Lashon Hara. We know that. But about her, it's mamish a mitzvah. Oh, if you would know, it's mamish a mitzvah. Yeah, it's true that the way you're earning the money isn't so ethical. That's true. But you know how much tzedakah you can give? And he'll constantly be an extraordinary artist, Tzaveya, painting a picture, creating such a confusion using us as his canvas. A mitzvah is an aveira is a mitzvah. And that's how the perpetual shoichet, the spiritual slaughter, will get us, because he's a tzaveya. He paints a picture, he distorts a picture, he colors a picture, and that's how he'll get us time and time again. So what's the answer? How then does a person fulfill the words of this week's acronym in Parshas Nitzavim, the pasuk you just saw inside? Es levav chavi es levav bein odom la'atzvay. For every person to personally overcome that Yetzer Hara. This past week, I mentioned in that shiur a beautiful, a well-known story said from Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. Imagine that a boy, he turns 3 years old, he's about to have the upsharon. So the parent buys him a beautiful pair of tzitzis, you know, with a little bit of a picture on it, maybe a train, whatever it is. Ani ben shalosh. They look adorable. Now what if it was 3-4 years later and that boy starting first grade and he was still wearing that same pair of tzitzis, ani ben shalosh? Is that still as adorable? And now it's but 6 years later, and he's as the bar mitzvah, beautiful, first time hat. Wow, what a suit! And under the suit and under the shirt, he's wearing a pair of tzitzis, ani ben shalosh. And now it's 10 years later. It's 10 years later, and he's standing under the chuppah, and the kittel's being put on, and he looks fantastic. And under the kittel, and under the jacket, and under the shirt is a pair of tzitzis. Ani ben shalosh. It's not so cute and adorable anymore, is it? For a 3-year-old, maybe, but for a 23-year-old, it's embarrassing. Zokter Byankiv, are we still performing mitzvahs the way that we did 10 and 15 years ago? Has our birchas hamazon improved? Has our level of and standard in tzlius improved? Because if we're doing things exactly the way we did years ago without ever improving, ever moving on, ever changing, then it would seem to me to be as ridiculous as the Chosen Bacher wearing tzitzis that say, Ani Ben Shalosh. And of course, what Rabbi Yanker is telling us is, Es Levavcha, the Es Levav, a very personal avodah bein Adam la'atzmai, is to ask yourself, are you changing your spiritual tzitzis? Has your approach to tefillah b'tzibur and shmira saloshin and shmira shabbos, your approach to shalom bayis and your approach to so many mitzvahs, has it improved? Has it changed? Have you grown from where we were years ago? We have to constantly update and constantly change our spiritual pair of tzitzis, or else we're like that chosun wearing the 3-year-old's Ani Ben Shalosh. The Yetzahara, who is the perpetual Shaychet, he gets us by Tzedei. He paints a picture. You don't know what's a mitzvah, you don't know what's an Aveira, he confuses us. And that stands in the way from us being able to constantly change our spiritual pair of tzitzis. Years ago, we mentioned the delightful tale, which I believe is the way to help us constantly change and update our spiritual pair of tzitzis. To constantly work on Es Levavcha, the Es Levav, this first law of Oida of Bein Odom La'atzmai. Not allowing the Shaychet, the Yetzahara, to always use us as his canvas for Tzeveya. What's the Eitzah to help us change our tzitzis on a constant basis? We mentioned, you know, sometimes a person might end up marrying a second cousin, a cousin, whatever it is. Sometimes it happens more often in certain Hasidic circles. They say about 100 years ago, in the Chernobyl Hasidim, the Tursky's, that royalty married each other, two cousins married each other from the dynasty. A Tursky married a Tursky. I see you remember the story. It's fantastic. It's worth repeating. I should have said, I see those in the Heichal remember the story. Whether those listening now or those who will hear the recording also remember this story, you'll have to let me know. And so the couple approaches Ellis Island, and the officer in charge, he's barking, he says to the man, what's your name? Tursky. Says to the woman, maiden name. She says, Tursky. Turns back to the man and says, mother's maiden name, and he says, Tursky. Oh, he can't handle this, so he quickly rifles to the wife and says, mother's mother's father's mother's maiden name, and she says, Tursky. And obviously this is something he can't handle. He calls over his superior, and in a very disparaging fashion, in front of the superior, pointing to the man and woman, he says, it's clear that they don't understand English. And the husband pipes up and says to the superior, oh, we understand English perfectly well. Your officer doesn't understand Tversky. And the truth is that whatever our last name is or isn't, the Yetzahara doesn't understand. He doesn't understand the power of the Tversky, and by that I mean the power of Es Levavcha, the Es Levav. The power of this idea of being able to constantly update the spiritual pair of tzitzis. He may try to get us by being a tzeveya and by being the sheichet. But the power of a yid, the power of a yid. We tell the Yetzahara, we understand, you don't understand the power of a yid. I mentioned that my father, Harav Mordechai Shapiro Zatzal, says such a beautiful pshat. I think it's so powerful to hear I would love everyone to know this pshat, especially as we are but days before the Yomim Noraim to begin. Everyone translates Yomim Noraim from the word Naira, fear, awe, trepidation, and indeed those are the days. They are Yomim Noraim. But is that the only correct translation? My father in his Sefer Mei Mordechai brings down a beautiful pshat. When Yaakov Avinu had the well-known dream with the ladder and he woke up in the morning, he commented and said, Manoira ha-makom hazeh. And people translate the word Noira, tend to translate it as awesome and awe and fearful. The Sefer Aksava HaKabbalah brings down a different pshat. Open up your heart, speaking about Eslevavcha, the Eslevav Zarecha, open up your heart. Aksava HaKabbalah says, that this word Noira, that Yaakov Avinu said, Ma Noira Hamakom Hazeh, the word Noira is from the word Or. And Or is a beautiful light. And when Yaakov Avinu woke up, he was talking about Ma Noira Hamakom Hazeh, how much Kedusha, how much light, how much spiritual illumination and radiance there is in this place. Manoira hamakom hazeh. With that pshat from the Ksav HaKabbalah, my father says so beautifully, that's the way to translate Yomim Noraim. That should be your frame of mind as you enter these days. Are they days of awe and trepidation and fear? They certainly are. But simultaneously, they are Yomim Noraim, and the word Noraim is in the word Noira. And the word Nairus and the word Ar, they're days of light. They're days of radiance. They're days of beautiful possibilities to illuminate our neshama and our entire world. Moira Verabaisai, it's such a different frame of mind, a way to reprogram the days that we're about to enter. Yom HaRayim, on one hand, they are days of awesomeness and fear, but simultaneously, they are days of Ar, of light, of possibilities, of kedusha, of radiance. And that is the idea of Ben Adam Ma'atzmai, this very personal avoda of telling the Yetzer Hara, you don't understand Tversky. Is that not the Haftarah that we read this past week in Kisavai, where the Navi Yeshayahu tells us, Kumi oiri kiva oirech, rise and radiate. Rise and radiate, Kiva Oirech, because your light has come. Your light is a reference to our light that we have the potential to bring about now. During these days, Rosh Hashanah, Seres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippurim, the capital that we add twice a day, the David, Hashem Oiri V'yishi. And Oiri, that light, is indeed a reference to Rosh Hashanah. When a person is able to accomplish the Bein Adam La'atzmai, to advance themselves, to change, to improve, they have the ability to bring about the Elul of Eslevavcha, the Eslevav. And that brings out these days of not only awesomeness, but these days of light. This past week, when we were in Elul Power Shia, learning the first of the five Hallelukas, we said over a beautiful pshat that I think is mamish to the point of what we're saying. The first of the Hallelukas, Hali Nafshi Es Hashem, after, in the next sentence, it says, Azamro Lelekai Bi'oidi. Literally, it means that I'll make a zemer, I'll make music, Ba'oidi, while I'm still alive, while I still exist. Somebody once shared with me such a marvelous pshat. I'm sure you remember, now's not the time to repeat it. But many times we've said, from the Slodom Rebbe, on the Pusuk, HaBen Yakili Ephraim, and Yelet Shashun, Kimi Didabri, we spoke out the idea of Zohar Ezkirenu Oid. which he explains to mean that one yid says to the other, Zohar, are we doing enough to remember? And the other responds, Ezkirenu oid, oid, oid. What does oid mean? We could do a little bit more. We could do a little bit more. We could raise the bar a little bit. We could do a little bit more. And of course, when the Ribbono Shel Olam hears us saying, Ezkirenu oid, the Ribbono Shel Olam responds, Rachem, you think I've had mercy and compassion on you until now? Arachamenu oid, oid, oid. And we took out from that pshat the importance of being an oid person. Oid, you said correctly, means a bit more. I'm able to go ahead and raise the bar. I'm able to push myself by a bit more. The way to achieve greatness step by step is oid, 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 but a little bit more. And maybe that's the pshat we say in this Hallelujah, Azamru Lelekai Bi'oidi. The greatest zemer, the greatest music by the Ribbono Shel Olam is Be'oidi, Be'oidi. When we become a person of oid, when we become a person of a little bit more, that's the greatest zemer. That's the greatest music by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what the Pasuk is talking about, Eslevav Chavi Eslevav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help circumcise our heart and bring about this tshuva. And it must be noted as we begin concluding the shiur that we're talking about the heart. And over time we've mentioned many critical things about the heart. But first and foremost we ask, if a person's heart is the most important part of their body, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam put it on the left side? We know that the right side is the more prominent side, so why would the heart be on the left? Over the years, we've said countless times so beautifully, because when two Jews face each other, I'm looking at you now, we both have the same last name. I could say that the Etar doesn't know the power of Shapiro, huh? I'm talking about you. When I face you, my heart is on your right side, and your heart is on my right, because your heart wasn't created for you. It was created to be on the right side of every yid that you face, your spouse and your sibling and a neighbor and a coworker and the unaffiliated yid. When I face you and you face me, our heart is on the right side of each other. Es levav chavi, es levav means part of the way to achieve this tshuva of oid, part of the way of changing the spiritual tzitzis and not giving into tzaveya, is each one of us being there for the other. Because let's face it, Rabbi Yisai, we cannot do it on our own. Is there a better proof than the opening pasuk of this week's Parsha Nitzavim? Atem nitzovim hayayim kulchem. And then the Pasuk ends by saying, Kol Ish Yisrael. And of course we know based on the Zohar HaKadosh that when it says, Atem nitzovim hayayim, the hayayim is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Kulchem! 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 On Rosh Hashanah you're all standing and being judged. And then the Pasuk goes on to enumerate so many different types of people, but then the Pasuk says, Kol Ish Yisrael, everyone, everyone of the Kulchem Ish. A person has to realize the power of everybody, all the people that are there as individuals. Kulchem, you're all there, but it must be in a fashion of Kol Ish Yisrael, with the call, with the cohesiveness and the togetherness, because we can't face this or do this on our own. It could only happen if the heart is on each other's right. The importance of the heart, we've spoken out with such a beautiful gematria. When a person has the schus and privilege to get married, they start to build a bias. But of course, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants that bias to be transformed into a microcosm of the Beis HaMikdash, a Mikdash, Vasuli Mikdash. That means you have to transform your bias into a Mikdash. The numeric value of the word bias is 412. The numeric value of the word mikdash, mem kuf dalet shin, is 444. What's the numeric differential between 412 and 444? What's the difference? 32. Lev lamed beis is 32. When you put your lev into your bias, you create a mikdash. That's the importance of the lev. But I believe we could say on a personal level to conclude the shir, we talk and need each other. We need that the heart is on the right as I face you and you face me. We can't do it on our own. Kulchem, we're all standing by these awesome days of light. Kol ish Yisrael, we need each other. But might I mention, we've said over that besides a person's bias referring to their physical home, their body, their guf, is a bias. We know that because in that which we say every day before Baruch Shamar, we say, Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis Adavid. Famously, the Medrash asks, but did David build the Beis HaMikdash? It was his son Shlomo HaMelech. In fact, Abayisai, open up a siddur. Go through that chapter, that paragraph, Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis Adavid, you will not find a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. It was written after David HaMelech was a Chayla Masuk and he was critically ill and he was healed. And this was his way of singing praise and Haidat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was healed. His guf, his physical bias, was now healthy and restored. And he called out, Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis LeDavid. The bias is not just the physical home, it's your guf. It's your spirituality. It's who you are. Every person, as you see from the kapitel I just told you, is a bias in and of to themselves. So maybe with that we could explain, just as we said but a moment ago, in your home, your house, you have to put the lave into your bias to create a mikdash. The same thing is true with every one of us personally. Bein Adam La'atzmai. It's a very personal avodah, Rabbi Yisai. Es levav chavi es levav. If we will circumcise our heart, if we will put more of our lev into our own avodah, into changing, into improving, into a zamra levikai di oidi, oid, oid, oid. It's the greatest zemer and the greatest music. When you do that, you're putting lev into your bias. And when you put lev into your personal bias, you've transformed yourself into the microcosm of the Beis HaMikdash. We're not just talking about the house and home you live in. You personally, by fulfilling the acronym of Es Levav Chavi Es Levav, the idea of lev. And again, we need each other, we need to support each other, we need to help each other, Kol Ish Yisrael. But when we put the lesson of lev, of ba'idi, of Tursky, of change, of step by step, into our personal bias, we've now transformed our bias, and we've become a walking microcosm of the mikdash. With our lev, our bias has been transformed into a mikdash. I give a bracha me'umke delibi from the bottom of my heart. Mayra v'rabbis I hear in the heichal, those listening live and those who will hear when it's sent out. In this journey of Elul of Ani l'daydi v'daydi li, we try to understand that of Ohuv l'mala v'nechmat l'mata, that of Efshar l'hiskayim v'lamay l'fonecha, that of Ish L'Re'eu Matanas L'Avyeinim, and tonight, Es Levav Chavi Es Levav, the Avodah of the heart. In that Zuchus, let us transform our personal bias into a Mikdash. And when we're zeicha to that mikdash, when we relight the menorah, that's going to bring the or. Kumi oiri kiva oirech. May that be our approach to this yomim norayim, days of fear and awe, but days of light and a chance to radiate and illuminate. I wish everyone may umke delibi, aksila v'chasima toiva, agut gebenshtayar, here in the Heichal, those listening live, those who will hear the recording, yimali Hashem kol mashalos libchem l'toiva, to a gebenshte, gezunte yar, and let us be able to hear that final shofar blast, that final tekiya gedayla of tekah de shofar gadol l'cheruseinu.